Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Social networks permeate every aspect of high school and college students' lives today. This population is among the heaviest user of social networking. Social networks are a way to check in with friends, play games, and plan events. But adolescents are vulnerable and susceptible to evil, such as sexting, cyberbullying, and depression. Joining me at the round table, I have students from Florida High. I welcome Inkari Warren. She is in the 10th grade, and dance and SGA and food are her thing.
Thanks.
Chelsea Hemmer. Chelsea also is in the 11th grade, and she is into running and the beach.
Hi, nice to be here.
And Joshua Weinstein is in the 11th grade, engineering, acting, and food.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me here today.
I'm glad to have you. You all have one thing in common, the food thing. Everybody's into food. Okay. I want you to give us a 101 on social networking. How often do you use social networking? I'll start with you, Inkari, and we'll go around the table. Since you were ready for the program.
I'm ready for this program. I use social media every day, and sometimes I have a stigma behind it because people are like, ooh, you're on social media all the time. But, like, oh. I kind of like it. And, Snapchat has this thing called streaks, which I'm not really into, but, like, I know my friend Carly has, like, 700. Like, you just go down the list. And it's basically, it keeps track of people you Snapchat with, and if you Snapchat them every day, it has a number next to it.
Mm-hmm. So you know how.
Yeah, how long have you been Snapchatting them.
Okay. Yeah. So, but you use it. Well, we'll get back to that because I want to know in what way you use it. But let me get to the other two. How about you?
I'm very bad with social media. I use it most of the time in class, in between class, at home, in the mornings, all the time.
And what are you doing? I mean, when you say you use it that often, I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I use Instagram a lot, and then also Pinterest. I love Pinterest, and that's kind of like a B-rated social media, but So mainly those two.
Okay, and?
I'm guilty as well. I use social media every day, usually only Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. Typically in the mornings, I look at Snapchat. Keep up with my streaks, mentioning what Inkari said. Mm-hmm. And then for the rest of the day, usually check in on Facebook to see what my friends have posted, or on Instagram, just to keep up with the social life.
So it's just a way of you staying connected, is what I hear you all saying.
Exactly.
That you know, this is a way to connect with your friends, to connect with what's happening, to connect in any way that you want to with whomever. And it's used daily. How many hours would you guess that you spend? Too bad folks can't see your faces. Or maybe it's good. I mean, because we hear so much about teens, adolescents, and social media. And I just would like to get a feel for just really what role it plays in your life.
For me, probably like 4 or 5, actually. Like 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
Like it's like equivalent to like what people used to watch TV.
Okay, so you don't watch TV then?
No, not really that much.
Okay, so you don't do any TV. Very little.
Yeah.
Okay, very little. What about you, Inkari?
It depends on the day. Like if I have homework, I try to do that first, or like I'll take breaks and in between. But yeah, like Chelsea, like if it's a day where I don't have much to do, I'd be on Tumblr for a long time because you just keep scrolling and you see new stuff. And
Do you look at television?
Yeah, I watch TV too, so.
You do it both.
Yeah, I do it all.
And?
Usually I spend about 2 hours a day on social media, mainly because I'm caught up doing other things. I don't have the time for it.
Okay, so you really don't use it as much as folks are saying. That when I was reading about it, you know, 6 hours. So 8 hours, and so that's not extreme. I'm looking at you all. Is it extreme? I'm just.
It sounds extreme.
Yeah, it sounds extreme to me. But I mean, I can see how people.
You can see how it could happen.
But that's, to me, if you're on social media for 8 hours, that's like you get home and that's all you do. Like, I have homework, I have other things to do. But
well, I've read instances where folks will be up late at night, you know, up to midnight, you know, just communicating back and forth. So that's why, I guess that's how they got 6 hours. This study was done on high school students, 11th and 12th grade, and it was a cross-section from California, Chicago, I think in Boston. And, you know, they were just typical students. They weren't any, they just met the norm. I think their average was about 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, that's believable.
Yep.
Okay, so it is believable.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, what do you use it most for? Just communicating? I mean, do you use it with homework? I mean, give us a feel. We're trying to get a feel for how you use social media. I mean, is it homework? Is it just kind of checking out your friends to see what they're doing? What is it?
It's just to see what's going on. Instagram and Twitter are really fun during prom season because you see everybody dressed up and it's like everybody looks so good and it's just cool to see everybody's trying to stunt or show off and it's kind of cool to see everybody.
Style and
yeah,
profile.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Is that what they're doing? Chelsea, what about you?
I think I use social media mostly for, like, on a creative side, to get ideas, and that also means, like, homework.
Okay. Do use it for homework?
Yes.
Okay. Josh?
I do not use social media for homework. I usually just use it just to look at what my friends are doing, just see funny photos, just explore, basically.
Okay, but you don't use it for homework at all? Okay. Hip us to the various ones, the various types of social media and what they mean. I mean, like, I know there's Facebook, there's Snapchat. Distinguish them and make a difference. Understand you're talking to people that don't know. So you're here to educate us, okay? Mm-hmm. So make a distinction of them. Tell us what they're about. I mean, what's the difference between Snapchat and Facebook or Instagram?
So Snapchat and Twitter are kind of social medias people tend to use every day.
Okay.
Snapchat has stories, so the pictures disappear, and so people just post, like, what they're doing that day or something funny that's going on.
Is it limited to how much you can
post a day? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And then Twitter is, like, the musings in your head. So, like, whatever you're thinking in the moment or, like, that's Twitter. So that's also on a daily basis because it's kind of just like updates on people's lives and what they want to share with the world. Instagram, for me personally, Instagram, I don't post on that much often, but I use it a lot to look at other people's. But I don't know if you guys post on it, but that's not something you do every day usually.
Okay.
But there's also a section, like, people have Instagram, like, spam accounts where those are accounts where they post on every day, but then they have a separate account where they don't post every day.
And when you post every day, what are you doing? What are you saying? What are you talking about?
Chilling, pictures of my dog, pictures of good food I'm eating.
Oh, really? Yeah. And people are interested in it?
Oh, I probably not, but, like, I like to share it with the world.
Okay. Chelsea, what about you?
I like to post pictures of stuff that I do. So, like, if I go to an event, like a walk or something, I'll post a picture. Or
now you said you used it in school.
Oh yeah, I use it in school too. Like, if me and my friends are wearing, like, the same colors, we'll take a picture and say twin day and post it to show that we're wearing the same colors.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Now, Josh, you're the cool one, huh?
So it seems,
doesn't it?
I rarely post on Instagram. Usually I have to find the perfect picture. It has to be, you know, something that draws people's attention. I'm very artistic, so I take photos of my art and post them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all I post. It's just artwork.
Okay. Well, what other social networks do you use?
I use Snapchat and basically what Anchor says. I use actually Snapchat as an alternative to texting.
Okay, that was my next. Okay.
All right.
Do you want to branch off that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, let me ask you, when you want to communicate, and this is to all of you, when you want to communicate with a friend of yours, do you text or do you call them on the phone directly?
Text.
You text.
It depends on how urgent the thing is.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, if they're my close friends, I'll just call and be like, hey, what are you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, oh, I'm busy, or, oh, yeah, we can do that. And I'll be like, okay, cool, bye.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really, like, I call them and I talk to them about something or, like, stuff like that.
Okay.
It honestly depends on my mood and how well I know the person. If I'm in a good mood and I want to just, and I'm good friends with them, I'll call them.
Okay.
But if not, I'll just resort to texting. Sometimes if I'm feeling great, I'll FaceTime as
well. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes, FaceTime is widely used.
Okay, so it's very popular, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially with homework.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's very helpful to FaceTime.
It's kind of hard to, like, color in anatomy diagrams and describe them over the phone or text, so it's kind of just...
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, okay. So if you were going to categorize overall, and I know there are always exceptions, what would you say that most folks your age use social media for?
Fun.
Like okay. This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fun. So it's really something that's for fun. When you need to do some kind of research or homework or whatever, are they used at all?
No.
We use internet.
Yeah,
okay,
just Google it.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm trying to feel for. And you don't use the telephone dialing that often at all.
I wouldn't say that I...
To call my mom.
Don't. Yeah, I call my parents a lot, and if it's something that isn't, if it's something that is urgent, I would call them.
Okay.
So. One thing that I noticed is it depends on if you're trying to be respectful and you're not really, like, more formal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's more formal, I call, and professionally. But if it's just a friend or just something, like, you can just be like, yeah, you know, I text them.
Okay.
Just simple.
Right. Well, what I'm trying to do, and we'll talk about this more when we come back from the break, but what I'm trying to do is to get an idea of how you communicate with one another. You know, is the preference to call? Is the preference to tweet? What is the preferred way of communicating? You all think about it, because that's what I'm trying to get a feel for. You see where I'm coming from? That's what I'm trying to get a feel for. You all hold your thoughts, think about it, and when we come back, we'll talk about that. You're tuned into 411 Teen. We're going to take a break, but we'll return momentarily. Social networking is the grouping of individuals in specific groups. They provide a way of communicating just about everything from gardening to finding employment to cosmetic surgery. Again, this hour, I'm talking with students from Florida High. We were just talking about communication before we went on break. So I'd like to kind of elaborate on that, because essentially with all of the social media and social networking, we are talking about communication, some type of communication. And I guess what I hear from you is your preferred communication depends on what you're communicating and who you're communicating with.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any elaboration on that? So now, what is your preferred communication, Chelsea?
I like texting because there's this little thing on Apple. It's called the GIFs. It's like the little quick videos mm-hmm. that you can send.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like...
Yes, I know. I'm
hip too. I love those things. They're cute. I use them all the time for all different reasons.
Yeah, because they can convey exactly what's going on.
Yeah, they
or
like
how
show emotion
feeling.
Better
they
than still, emojis.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you like this. Yes, that's your like, preferred way.
Yes.
I don't want to sound old-fashioned, but my favorite way to communicate is in person. But if I can't do that, I resort to text.
Okay. So text will be the next thing.
I don't know how to relate to that because I think I like to talk to people all the time anyway. But with Chelsea's thing, I like Bitmojis because whoever makes Bitmojis, they're a blessing because they keep updating it with the times and, like, whenever a new meme comes out, they'll have a Bitmoji to match it. And, like, the Bitmoji is your face. And so it's, like, your reaction but like plus a meme, and it's just, it's the best thing that's happened in this century.
Probably. Is it great?
Well, okay, probably.
Well, then that leads me to why or what are the advantages of social media and social networking? What would you identify as advantages?
Advantages.
Mm-hmm. I'd say an advantage is you can share anything.
Okay. Yeah.
And sometimes people do overshare, like their day. They go on and on guilty about how great or terrible their day was, and we don't necessarily care. But
yeah, that's the thing that gets me. Not to interrupt you,
no,
Joshua,
go on.
But you know, somebody will show a plate of food.
I know. It's,
and it's like
me, guilty.
Like what the heck?
Yeah.
It's like that's a great meal, but
what does that suppose
doesn't help me at all with my life.
Okay.
Just make me want food.
Okay. All right.
But then it can also, like, share these wonderful pieces of art, or you can actually learn some things. I've seen a few science videos on social media that interest me. Mm-hmm. I've had interest in.
Now, here's a double standard. Because this one time, my friend came over and she made this omelet, and it looked so good, and I wanted to share it with the world. And so people could be like, wow, that's a good omelet. I can make an omelet like this, too. And so I think it inspired. Okay, this is a little much, but that's an idea. And, like, I'm sure people, like, you post pictures of what? Like, your cats, right? Or... is that somebody else?
That's someone
anyway,
else.
Well, I'm sure people post pictures of their cats and like their dogs, and it's kind of just like, wow, look at my dog.
Okay, so again, you're saying kind of you're like tapping in on the same thing Joshua is saying, though. It's just sharing.
Yeah, so
sharing
exactly
what's going on.
So if you're like,
on
wow, look at my art, why can't we be like, wow, look at this food I made? Like,
see, another thing is, food could be art.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
Right.
That's true. What about you, Joseph?
I agree with that, too. And also on social media, I like that you have the option on who you want to follow. And so if there is someone that, like, goes on rants way too often, you can just choose not to, like, follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can follow, like, your friends, and then you can see their great omelets.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So all of you use it really just for sharing information. That's what I hear you saying. Well, what about some of the problems that are associated with it? And now I'm just going to get into some of this because I want to get your read on it. I'm talking about things like cyberbullying. You know, that is a big problem. Have any of you been exposed to anything like that at all?
Not personally, but I know friends who have, or like people who have. And like, Twitter is fun, but sometimes people can like subtweet other people, and that gets to be a mess sometimes because
people will subtweet. Now, what do you mean by subtweet?
It's when you say something like shady.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
so,
that's what I thought you meant.
Like,
okay,
if you've had, if you're annoyed with someone in particular or something in particular, you could just be like not mention their name, but just say, oh, what a day I've had. Like, people are so annoying. And, like, it's kind of weird because other people, when they see it, they're like, oh, is that me?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't know who the person's talking about. And, like, it could be you. And it's just suspect.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
It's just like sometimes I see people comment and I'm not sure if it's directed at me, even though I can't tell. And other times is I have witnessed people getting upset over other people on social media. Like they take it too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They take everything literally. For example, I had this one friend who got into several arguments about like just respect, basically. Like an argument about respect. And it just ruined the person, and they were so upset about it. And they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it was
but
no
they,
need.
They just took it too personally.
Mm-hmm. So
which
you
is a
do
problem.
See that.
Yeah.
You see that as being
so
a problem.
Subtweeting is like a way to vent, kind of, to get something off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
But it can create problems if people who aren't meant to see it, or if people think that it's directed towards them when it's not.
But like, then the advantage, maybe, is the anonymity, because you really don't know. So you are reading into it. You know, you're kind of projecting out of that's what's going on. And they may not be talking about you at all.
But it can create this fear and this like tension. It's like, oh, no, they're talking about me. Are they talking about me?
Talking
what's going on?
Yeah.
And that your brain plays tricks with your mind, and it can lead to one thing, to another thing, to another thing.
To what extent have you seen it go?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen it. I've heard of it, but like people commit suicide. I have heard that. I've not witnessed it. I have
right,
I know
right,
close.
Right, yeah.
But personally, I've just seen like people in tears, like super
that's
upset about
okay.
it. So tears is the closest.
Okay. But yes, and I know you're right because you hear about those situations where people have been bullied to a degree where they become extremely depressed.
Yeah.
And they do commit suicide or attempt suicide. You know, their self-wealth is just zero, and they feel bad, and there's nothing. And the people may or may not really be talking about them.
Exactly.
Chelsea, comments? You look like you're thinking.
I am, because I actually know some people that actually are cyberbullied through mostly Instagram. Because if you're not following someone, you wouldn't like see what they're posting. And some people at our school I know post pictures of other people go on rants, but then like they didn't have their consent, and so there's that problem. Like, do you need their consent? And is that tolerable? So we have that issue.
Well, some of the research also says that girls are more susceptible. They're more vulnerable, and they're at a higher risk for becoming depressed and becoming self-conscious, and their self-image becomes poor. And I wanted to have you address that. Do you think that girls, and I could see it, that girls are more susceptible than guys?
Yeah, I definitely think that's true.
Why? Elaborate. Why?
Probably just because, like, the images of girls that are all over social media, like Kim Kardashian and stuff like that. And so people, like, compare themselves to them, when then the guys are just, like...
I mean, guys look good on Instagram, too. Like, some Instagram models out there. Girl. Anyway, sorry. But, I read somewhere online that... I think it was a Snapchat story, actually. But the more time you spend on social media or, like, places like Instagram and stuff, the worse you kind of feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I didn't really notice that before, but I'm trying to catch it, but I can't. Like, I don't really feel it. But I can understand, like, for example, with the prom pictures, like, everybody looks so good in those pictures, especially mm-hmm. prom season. Their makeup's done, their hair is done, their dress, right. And mm-hmm. so when you see a bunch of those, I can see why it's kind of like... Oh, if you're just,
if you're feeling, like you didn't.
Like if you didn't participate in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you didn't participate and you're just like, oh, I'm chilling at home eating a bucket of ice cream. Well, okay.
Uh-huh.
That happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the impact on males? I mean.
Honestly.
I mean, you may not know directly, but I'm thinking with your friends that you interact with and just even your interactions with social media.
On social media, most of my friends just follow meme pages, where it's just some funny picture with a ridiculous caption.
Right.
And there's nothing that really makes us, like, question ourselves because we don't really see models. We don't really care about role models on Instagram because we know it's Instagram. It's mm-hmm. just what other people's lives are doing, and we have our own life to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I view it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get offended.
But now, Joshua, you have to admit, you're pretty super cool. Okay, come on. I mean, you don't seem to be moved and swayed by a lot. You kind of do your own thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you might be a little bit...
Yeah, I'm a bit biased.
Right.
Here. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you are, so...
Yeah.
So your perspective... But I'm just wondering, are all your friends like you, too?
No. I'm sure are certainly impacted by social media more than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know several of my friends use it way more often than I do. They look at it every day.
Okay.
But the thing is...
Okay.
I think they use it more for sports.
Okay.
Instead of looking at makeup and dresses...
Mm-hmm.
Like these ladies would.
Mm-hmm.
They'd look at sports
mm-hmm.
or workout things or video games.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the same things, and it has different impact.
Okay.
Different interests.
So are the guys comparing themselves to the sports figures?
Sometimes. Sometimes they will. But usually it's also a motivation to get better. It's like that's your role model and you want to be like that.
Okay. All right. Which leads into when you think about... The folks that you interact with, teachers, parents, whomever, who are the role models today for young folks? Who are the people that you look up to and may, emulate?
Serena Williams.
Okay, that's one. Okay.
I can't even think. I'm thinking of so many right now. I would say actresses. Probably.
Okay, so actresses are usually actresses. Who you do. Okay, what about you?
I look up to my parents, but that's just me. But I notice that kids these days look up to these celebrities, like the Kardashians.
That's what I was trying to see.
All these other people that aren't, in my opinion, the best role models.
I love Kim Kardashian. She's so strong.
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, that's probably
well,
bad
I
to say
know that because I know
she has her issues. I guess people have her issues with her. But at points, she can be a good role model. Like, sometimes she'll stick up for, you know, girls and do what you want to do type attitude. So
Yeah, I get that.
And I like her life's aesthetic, so.
What are the qualities that will determine whether someone is a role model for you? Now, you just gave me some. You know?
Serena Williams? Well, she's a role model for me because she's just really, I like her worth ethic. I like her attitude when she wins all the time. And then I just, yeah, I like how she lives her life.
Okay. All right.
I think if someone is like the first of something, like Barack Obama, I think he's like a major role model for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Just because he's like, just, like, being the first at something makes an impression on everyone.
Okay.
And since we're teens, when it happened, we'll remember it.
Okay.
Because, like, little kids, if they're, like, two or something, they're not going to remember.
Right.
So.
What other things will determine a role model for you?
Probably how popular they are, maybe. I think the popularity of who it is, too.
Okay. Now, let's eliminate the celebrities and the athletes. And I'm talking about every day in your world where you interact. Do you have role models?
Yes.
Okay. Who would they be? Because I know yours are your parents, and that's cool. That's great. Then that's what I was talking about. It's just as for who is a role model on every day. I mean, we can always look, you know, at the Kardashians, and yes, they're positive.
Williams sisters.
Yeah, Williams sisters. But let's come down a notch or two to everyday life, or all around us.
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Kaffis.
Okay.
Wow. He's our SGA teacher.
I know. Oh.
Yeah. So he's definitely a role model.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. And why? What about him?
Because he teaches us how to be leaders, and he just, like, guides us to make the right decisions as we're going throughout high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has a huge impact on, like, because we see him every day. Some people see him more than once a day. So it's just, like, a, like, repetitive, like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who would you identify?
For me, I like Josh, my parents, because they're, like, first gen. Mm-hmm. Immigrants or whatever. Am I first? I don't know. But they came here from Sri Lanka, and, like, they worked really hard to get where they are and to provide for us. So that's really cool. And so their inspiration serves as a motivation to me.
Okay.
And, like, also people in my school that kind of act nice all the time are a great role model for me. Mm-hmm. Like Chelsea, for one. Like, she's such a great outgoing person. And so I'm like, wow. I could be like that. I could do that.
Uh-huh.
And
and
shout out to Miss Corey. She is like my second mom. She's awesome. She works at the clinic, and when little kids come in, she's just super nice to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like her, you know how like when you see kids, your attitude like changes a little, and you're just like, yeah, like. And she's always there for me and stuff. So it's just kind of cool to see that, to see how people interact with other people.
Okay. In addition to your parents. And what is it about your parents, maybe?
I want to say respect, and I can rely on them. People I can rely on, that they help me, and they always want to see me get better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are role models, when you put yourself to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, teachers.
Do you have any particular teacher?
Yeah, Mr. Centrifield. Shout out to Mr. Centrifield.
True.
Okay.
That's true.
He is honestly like a parental figure for many students.
He's cool.
He has a lot of respect, and it's just he's there to help students.
Yeah, he kind of relates to you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get a feel for what is the common denominator. What is it about these people that you all see, you know, and look up to? And I think I heard you, you know.
I think they're kind of like friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the major thing that connects all of them, is because you kind of, like, going back to respect, it's kind of like a friend respect, like
and they're people, but they're people that you know and you connect with.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're not folks that you've interacted with on social media.
Correct. Exactly.
That's where I'm going. Social media is a little different because, like I said, I like the aesthetic of Kim Kardashian's life. Like, I like what she buys with her money, and I like how her pictures look on Instagram. And, like, I wish my life looked like that, but I don't know her personally, so I don't know if I'd want my life to be like that. But, like,
but you see her as a positive.
Yeah, but, like, her life looks nice, so I want to, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. All right, I feel you. I got an idea. Because I was just trying to find out what it is about individuals that you all find appealing. That you talked about respect a lot, Joshua. What does respect mean to you?
Usually respect means that you can trust the person. I show you respect and trust and reliance. If you respect someone and they respect you back, then you can come and ask them for help. And then if they help you, that just further helps your respect. And I constantly need help. So it's good to have these role models that will help you.
Yeah, okay. That you can rely on.
And you said something else, and you said trust.
Yes, trust. It also helps to have this trust because, again, if you need help, you can trust them to help you.
But
you can
trust, also trust is them something to help. That, again, you have to develop.
Exactly.
You know,
it takes
it's
time.
Not something like overnight, well, you know, I trust you.
Exactly. It takes time to develop this trust, which is also why I say it takes time to develop a role model. You can't just say, oh, look, you're going to be my role model.
Yeah. Right, right.
It takes time. You have to get to know the person and figure out if you want to be like them.
Exactly. You have to observe them and watch them in this situation, see how they handle different things, and determine, are their values the same as yours?
Exactly. Or if, do you want your values to be like theirs? Not if they are the same, but if you want them to be the same.
Okay. You tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a break, but we'll get right back at you.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. We've been talking about role models and social media, and I want to have you all address to me, what do you see as the dangers, if any, of social media?
Honestly, I want to say it can expose you too much.
Exposed.
Yeah, basically. Because you may post something and then you may regret posting it. Or you may have someone else, branching back to what we spoke of earlier, someone will post something of you. And eventually it'll just draw people's attention until you're completely exposed and feel out in the open and don't know what to do. Completely lost and hopeless with no hope.
Well, you bring up a couple good points and we're going to come back to them. What about, what do you see as the dangers?
A danger? The self-esteem one is kind of something that's dangerous because you don't really notice it happening. And I don't notice it happening, but I believe it, if that makes sense. Like, I'm trying to notice it happening, like I was saying earlier, when I go through social media. Like, if I feel myself being put into a worse mood, and sometimes I can, but it's just something hard to pick up on. Especially if you're sitting scrolling through for a couple hours, that's kind of like, are you, like, is it making your mood that much worse? And with Josh, with what Josh said, sometimes if people have accounts, like spam accounts, where they kind of just, like, rant or, like, they're a little upset, so they try to vent out that way, they might regret it later because they don't have the same feelings they did when they were annoyed or upset. And so, yeah, people can.
And that gets back to what you were saying, Joshua, when you were talking about exposing.
Yeah. Hey,
you know, you can say something and it can follow you. I mean, one of the problems that people are having, particularly young folks, is they're leaving that kind of carbon footprint. But it's not always the positive footprint.
Yeah.
And that's going to follow you because, yeah, right now you all are sophomores and juniors and whatever in high school. But, you know, at some point you'll be applying for college. Yeah. And colleges now check.
They do.
I know. They really do. They check Facebook and they check all those social medias to see if you've been on and what kind of postings you have and what kind of pictures you have.
Yeah.
Do you all think about that? I mean, does that...
I think my personal groups of friends do, but I know there are people out there that'll post, you know, suspicious things that you probably don't want colleges seeing or even jobs seeing.
Is this something that they prepare you for or talk to you about in school? Because it is really a problem. I've read several articles of people who were accepted or someone who was an athlete had been drafted, and then they saw, here you had a picture of him smoking some marijuana. Okay, and yeah, maybe that seemed cool, but not really when you are going out there and you're supposed to be a role model. So that's why I asked, what are these dangers? What about you talked about the lack of this exposure, but what about the lack of privacy? Because at a certain point, you don't have any privacy.
You don't. Exactly. Yeah. Even if your settings are on private, you only let a certain amount of people follow you. People can still screenshot things, and people can always send them. And I was going to explain this earlier, but if you guys really want to know the nitty gritties of what happens down in teen world or whatever,
That's why we got you.
So if you want to relay some information, it depends on what type of information is going on and who you want to share it with. So if I'm talking specifically to somebody about one specific thing, like, hey, did you do the homework for so-and-so's class? I'll just text them personally. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a general thing that I could talk to multiple people about, but I don't want to text each person individually, there's group chats. So I'll hey, did you... And these group chats are sometimes for, like, homework, like, hey, did you have the homework for so-and-so's class? But sometimes they're like, hey, did you hear what happened at school today? And it's, like, that kind of conversations that you kind of want to have with the group and not just one person, so you don't have to keep relaying information.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to social media, that's the kind of stuff that you want a lot of people to hear about, maybe people outside of a group chat, maybe even the person you're talking about, maybe you want them to hear this, but you don't want them to know that
it's coming from you.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
or like, like if your friends, even if your friends are annoying you, sometimes it's hard to like have a critical conversation. Chelsea would know, Kat has told us about this, but sometimes it's hard to have like a critical conversation with your friend and be like, hey, what you did today was annoying and I didn't like it. So people will subtweet and be like, my friends can be super annoying sometimes. And they don't want to send that in a group chat because then those are your friends in the group chat. They'll be like, why? What happened? And like it can create a fight. But if you subtweet it, the friend that's reading it will get the message, hopefully, maybe. But then also, you're not having that conversation with them, so it's kind of like you're behind a wall.
So it's easier to be a mean girl.
Oh, yeah, probably. But.
I mean, no, well, and I'm just saying that. I'm not saying that those folks are being mean. But what I'm saying is it's easier to say whatever you want to say.
On Twitter subtweeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's harder to have a critical conversation with somebody because you're confronting them almost. Unless you try to put it in a nicer way, like, hey, this really annoyed me and I didn't like it because, and have that, like, people get defensive. They'll be like, no, it wasn't. Or like, I don't see it, or, you know, it can create a bigger argument than what you intended. And especially if it's something small that's just like, oh, she stepped on my foot and didn't apologize. Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, but like the smallest things could build up to these huge arguments. Yeah. I completely agree with everything you just said. That's like,
Okay. How have you? What about data theft and viruses and predators and false claims? How do you encounter that, and how do you handle those kinds of things? Because it seems like everybody encounters it.
Data traps. Does that mean?
Yeah, theft.
Theft of like catfish? Mm-hmm. Like the show? That show is great.
Mm-hmm.
Neil? Okay. Anyway, what are their names? I forgot. But, I think we all know how to reverse Google image search now. Oh, and there's this thing, this kind of has relates, but like if you're starting to talk to somebody, you'll like stalk them before you talk to them. Like you'll go through their Instagram or you'll like Google their name and see what pictures pop up and see what,
what you can find out about them. And I know one time I was talking to somebody and I looked up their name. I don't know. We were having a weird conversation. It was like, I didn't do without asking. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I was a little more nicer in that way instead of just trying to see. But sometimes you can create an idea of what you see in that person by their Instagram posts or like what you find on the internet. And like, I found these pictures of this boy when he was like a chubby little third grader. And it's like, it was just cute. Funny to see. Uh-huh. Yeah. But he was like, what? Those are still on the internet. It's kind of just like,
well, see, that's yeah. just what we were talking about.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Exposed him. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
So.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you how you feel about. And Facebook is addressing this now. They're taught, you know, that you have people who will go on and do all kind of heinous crimes, these group
oh,
rapes.
Oh, did you hear? No. Oh, somebody that? Was on Facebook Live, and he shot a man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw yeah. that.
You saw it?
I mean, oh, I didn't it watch awful. It.
I wasn't going to watch well, it, but somebody told me about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. What? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about those going on Facebook? And I know Facebook has hired, they put a lot of millions of dollars into trying to address this, where people will have really vile, you know, pictures on, real gross, real brutal.
Yeah. See, one thing I think people need to learn is if you post something on social media, it stays there forever. Mm-hmm. Even yeah. if you delete it, someone could have screenshotted it and then posted it themselves.
Yeah.
So if or, you send something, yeah. it could be there forever.
Or there's like these weird websites out there that like keep your Instagram posts. Like I remember I was looking up my name or my Instagram or something mm-hmm. and like there was another website that wasn't affiliated with Instagram that had my Instagram pictures. And even if I deleted it, it had like a blank picture with like the caption that I put with it. And I was just kind of freaked out about that. Like, how yeah, is that still there on the internet? And even if I deleted it, the caption's still
We're
there.
Still there.
Yeah. So.
So it'd haunt you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be there around forever. Do you purchase a lot of items on the internet?
No.
No, okay. But I have a friend who purchases stuff from, like, China all the time for, like, $3. And, like, yeah. So, I mean.
And it's worked out okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she has, like, really cute bags and, like, dresses from there. So I don't know what she's doing, but she's working with it, so.
What is your preferred method of shopping? And that's to both of you, okay?
In stores.
Because we hear so much about the internet and people going on the internet and just buying whatever, you know, and stores are going out of business simply because you don't need to go into the store anymore. And I just want to know, does your generation use the internet in that way? I mean, do you purchase a lot of things?
So personally, what I usually do is I go to a store. Let's say I'm shopping for clothes. I'll go, and if they don't have it in my size, then I'll go back online to try to find it and order online.
Okay, but you will go to the store.
Exactly. I'll go to the store to try it on, like mm-hmm. figure out my size, see if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have it, then I resort to internet. It's like a second.
A second.
But usually when I do shop online, it's with Amazon just to search these random gadgets that I want, like mm-hmm. this watch that I'm wearing. Viewers can't see.
No.
but listeners. Listeners, my bad. Uh-huh. Can't see this watch, but this came from Amazon.
Okay.
Just like little trinkets that you can buy from Amazon.
Okay. So you will get things from Amazon, but you still go to the mall or
yes,
the store.
I would
now,
prefer.
Now, what about you, Anchory?
I can understand people like looking something up online and then going to the store and buy it. Like I okay. could do that. I like going to the store because I like seeing what I'm buying. And I feel like the hassle with buying things online is just, like, I don't have time for that. I don't want to get the product. And if I don't like it, have to return it and, like, ship it back in the box. Mm-hmm. That's too much. I'd rather just go to the store and see all my options available there mm-hmm. and buy it there.
Oh, that's good to hear because, you know, the big trend is and what they're saying most people are doing is that they're buying on the internet.
Because well, there's no yeah. way to test the item if you buy
yeah.
online.
But if you don't like it, the attitude, well, you just send it back.
But then they could also trick you and say that you never purchased this item.
Yeah, or
like
there's
they could
too,
scam
I feel
you.
Like there's too much hassle. For me
there's
personally, there's too much. It's not worth it. Like, I'll just go to the store. Or I'll order it from, like, a reputable source. Like Josh said, go try it on in the store. If they don't have my size, order a size that fits.
Another thing is it's a lot faster to just go to the store and buy it.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
order online, it could take weeks or weeks
yeah.
depending
oh,
on the mail.
The
travel.
Only time I would order online is if like there was a really good deal going online that I couldn't get in stores, which they do sometimes mm-hmm. have online mm-hmm. deals that are way better mm-hmm. than in store.
Yeah.
When it comes to search engines, which ones do you use and why?
Google. Who Google. Uses anything else?
Good well, one. People use Goog-
I use Google just because I've always used Google.
Yeah,
and
that's
true. I'm comfortable with it. It's short, simple, tells you exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's no ads on Google usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's ads, mm-hmm. they're like the website ads that are kind of related to what you're looking up. Mm-hmm. And Google does like, if you ask a question to Google, it'll have like a box that like bolds the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't even have to click on a link anymore.
Google's more user-friendly.
Well,
in my opinion. Yeah, it's a lot more user-friendly. Just because, like, I feel like since they're such a big corporation, they've had access to more advances and the funding and more workers. So they actually have time to put in Google so they can develop these new, like, Google Maps.
Okay.
Those are very helpful. That's very helpful.
Very helpful. Yeah. I got here with Google Maps.
Okay.
And it's just more user-friendly. It attracts users because they can easily figure out how to use it, gives them exactly what they want most of the time. And it's fun to explore. They even have, like, little games that you can do with Google, like Google Gravity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, relating back to social media, that's probably the exact same reason teens use Snapchat or Instagram over Facebook and other websites, because Facebook is way too cluttered. Like, there's too much – Facebook has too much going on.
Elaborate. Tell me what you mean.
Because you can, like, post stories. You can sign up for events. It's like – the ultimate social media. It has every possible thing from all social medias put together.
Okay.
And, like, Instagram's trying to do that right now, too. Like, Instagram, you can go live, like you do on Facebook, mm-hmm. and you can post mm-hmm. stories on Instagram. So pictures that disappear, you can send people pictures that disappear on Instagram now, and you can post pictures. So everything on that is just too much. Sometimes it's too much going on. And Snapchat, all you do is send pictures back and forth and on your story. So that has the least going on right now, that and Twitter. So I think that's why teens like it, because it's just one thing. And Facebook, you have so many things to check, so many notifications. It's just, like, cluttered. And, like, even when you pull it up, like Google, when you pull up Google, it's, like, one list. And all the colors are mm-hmm. easy to see. The aesthetic is nice. So mm-hmm. I think overall, social media, I'm here for the aesthetics.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You agree?
I do agree. Facebook is very cluttered. Honestly, looking through Facebook could honestly be just look through your email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same impact mm-hmm. sometimes.
It's boring. Mm-hmm. And Facebook has – they have fake news now, and they, like, show what other people have liked. And I don't want – I don't care. Like, it's, like, pictures of – like, if I'm friends with somebody and they liked a picture that their family member posted, it'll mm-hmm. show me the picture of that family, mm-hmm. which doesn't have anything to do with me. So mm-hmm. I don't know why mm-hmm. it shows up, and it's like there's too much going on.
Yeah.
In these last few minutes, a couple questions. Have either of you made friends, real friends, with someone on the internet? Okay. I mean, what I'm trying to get at, so you know, is just the extent of your connection on the internet.
I get what you're saying. Sort of.
Okay.
So what happened was I met the person in school. We rarely spoke. Like, we only saw each other a little bit. But through social media, we actually connected, and that was how we communicated. And then from there, our friendship emerged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So okay. I knew the person, but not very well. But through social media, I got to learn them better.
You got to know them better.
To become a friend.
And, okay.
I can see what Josh is saying. Like, sometimes people are too shy to talk in person, and it's easier to talk mm-hmm. through social media. And, like, through social media, you can comment on somebody's picture and be like, hey, that looks cool. You look good, or stuff mm-hmm. like that. And also, I haven't personally made a long-lasting relationship over the internet, as they say, but I have a friend who has, and she's actually learning Japanese. And so she has, like, apps where she talks to people from Japan, and it's cool because she uses it to communicate but also learn at the same time.
Okay. Last thing I need to know from you all. Are there phones, types of phones, that are preferable?
Yes.
I mean, okay. And why?
Well, currently, I have an iPhone 4, which is not preferable because it's, like,
old.
Yeah, it's an old iPhone. I dropped mine in the water. Ooh.
But you still have it.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, old iPhones are just, like, they're kind of slower and it's not as fast, and they don't have all the new updates, all the new games you can play with your friends and stuff like that.
So what I hear you saying, though, is your preference is iPhone.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
As opposed to some of the others. What about you?
Lately, I've been using – I've had an iPhone practically forever.
Okay.
But lately, I've been wanting a change mm-hmm. just to – I'm kind of getting tired of these
green text messages, I can't. I feel like that's why people text on Snapchat, so you can see if people opened your message or, like, if they're typing.
But that can also be really annoying. Because, like, let's say they open your message
And you can see it on iMessage. Mm-hmm. That's another con. If you don't use Apple, you can't easily text people that don't have Apple devices.
We're at the end, and I want to say thank you. You all have educated me and my listeners on, hey, what's happening in the world of social media. To my listening audience, tune in next week. Same time, same place to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistant, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.